gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
This is John chapter 19, verse 27. Then he said to his disciples, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his own household. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled, he cried out, "I thirst." And a jar full of sour wine was standing there, so that they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished, tetelestai." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
This word, as I'm sure most of you know, "it is finished," this phrase, comes from just one word. We have it on the front of our altar. I've got a shirt on underneath this that says tetelestai. And the word tetelestai is the most important word spoken in human history. It's the most important word in the Bible. We translated it as finished, but in the days of Christ, it would better be translated, though it could be translated as finished, it could also be translated perfected or accomplished. Completed would be another word. And we, most people, when I was growing up in the Lord, I was always taught that it is finished, because this is what was used to put in the door. If somebody was under a lot of debt, their debt was paid for, they would put this plaque or this wooden thing that would have tetelestai, or a written note and say tetelestai. And that would mean that the debt was paid in full. And certainly our debt was paid in full in the person of Christ. For Jesus came not just for us, but he came as us, and he took us into his person. And at the cross, we were taken to the place of execution in him. And in the person of Jesus, our sins, we pay for our sins. In the person of Jesus, he became us and died as us on the cross, satisfying the wages of sin's death, reality. So he paid in full. That way. But the word "it is finished" applied that way is very limiting. And that's one of the things that was used in the day of Christ. But the word was primarily and more often used to simply mean something's been perfected, something's been completed, or something's been accomplished. And what was accomplished, what was completed, what was perfected was God's divine plan. The New Testament refers to it as God's wisdom that had been hidden in the ages past, but now revealed in Christ. The mystery of God's wisdom. It was a mystery because it had been hidden. But it was revealed. That mystery was no longer a mystery because it was revealed in Christ. That in the person of Christ, all that is broken, all that is fallen, all that is affected by sin under the control of the enemy, would be taken into the person of Jesus, crucified and buried, and in union with him, raised up as new creations. I wrote a devotional yesterday. In the devotional, we talked about the cross Godward. Godward, God was propitiated, the sacrifice that was satisfied. God didn't pour out his hatred towards man at Jesus. God poured out his wrath against sin. He came to destroy sin. He wasn't angry with us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God demonstrated his own love for us, and then while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So what Jesus God did, he poured out his wrath on sin in the person of Christ, because sin is the thing that was destroying. And in that sense, our sins were paid for in the person of Jesus, as we mentioned earlier, the atonement, the propitiation. That's Godward. But the cross was also manward. And this, not only was the sin paid for, but the sinner was taken care of. The sinner, the one under the control and power of sin, was crucified in Christ and buried. And we were raised up with him in the creation. When you think about getting set free from the power of some sin in your life, and how many Christians believe and plead with God in light of consistent defeat, "Oh God, please set me free from this sin. Please set me free from this anger, or set me free from this immorality, or set me free from this addiction." or set me free from whatever might be gossip or controlling or fear or anxiety. But the scripture tells us the law of the spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. And the truth is that you were set free from those things that you've been begging God to free you from. You were set free from them 2,000 years ago. It was completed at the cross. And the moment that you became a Christian, the moment you said yes and put your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that which was true about you became true to you. It was applied to your experience. Jesus accomplished it 2,000 years ago. So the desire to be set free from sin is not by something we beg God to help us conquer. Our freedom from sin is through dying, not by trying harder. And we don't have to beg God to set us free from this certain thing that you're setting, begging God for. He already took care of it. What he wants us to do is to believe the fact and say yes to it. If it's an issue of immorality, or say pornography, Jesus is not a pornographer. You're in him. And in him, you died to that sin's control over you. And in him, raised up with him, you now share his morality. His morality and his purity is your morality and your purity. The person that you once were died to that sin's control. And it already happened. Jesus took care of it for us. So at the cross, we were taken in the person of Jesus, and our sins were paid for in his person. We went to the place of execution in him. And at the cross, the person that we were that was addicted to sin, under sin's power, was also crucified. It says we were raised up no longer a sinner, but a saint in union with Christ. Can we sin? Yes. But we don't sin by nature anymore. We sin by choice. Before we became Christians, we sinned by nature. Well, we've become now partakers of the divine nature, according to 2 Peter chapter 1. And we can choose to sin, but we don't have to. We're in union with Christ. And we choose to sin because the enemy deceives us into believing that we are what we once were. Your struggle against sin was a struggle that Jesus won, a battle that he fought and he won 2,000 years ago. It's already happened. You're already set free. And it's so important that you come to simply see that fact and say yes to it and surrender to that reality. That's why from the cross, Jesus said, perfect, completed. The old that was fallen in Adam was crucified. And sins were paid for, and atonement happened. But more than that, the old that was fallen in Adam was crucified and buried. And on Sunday, we'll celebrate the fact that a whole new thing, a whole new human being, a whole new self, born again, happens on Easter. Therefore, from the cross, Jesus can say, it is finished. The entire fallen personality was crucified with Christ. You don't have to be the critical person anymore. That's a lie. If you're union with Jesus, that's not who Jesus is. The person who can't forgive was crucified. He set you free from that inability. You're now in union with the one who by his very nature forgives, who walks in mercy. The person controlled by whatever sin it might be, that person died, was crucified. His sins was paid for, therefore there's now no more condemnation. There can't be double jeopardy. You can't be held accountable for sins already paid for. Your sins past, present, and future have been paid for. But more than that, the person that you once were was put away. You see, God's solution to the fall of man was death and resurrection. That was the only solution that could happen. That was the wisdom of God. There has to be death and resurrection. The mystery was how he was going to accomplish that. And the mystery that was revealed is that God's wisdom was not just death and resurrection, but all that would take place in the person of his son, Jesus, in union with his death and his burial and resurrection. That's why Jesus from the cross, looking back at what man had been and looking forward to who we now are going to be as a result of what he accomplished, Jesus could say, perfect. God's solution is perfect. We perfected, accomplished, it is finished. finished in every language. So today, as we celebrate Good Friday, it's not just about Jesus loving you so much, he died on the cross for you. That's wonderful. But Jesus loving us so much, he died on the cross as you. And the you that you used to be, the one who keeps struggling with those sins and keeps begging God to set you free, that was all taken care of 2,000 years ago. You're now in union with Christ. That's what makes you a new creation. And that's what makes this Holy Friday and Sunday so remarkable, because he perfected God's redemptive plan through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.